Today's topic and question is, what is high blood pressure wellness lifestyle all about? Well, it is for you. If you desire a strong body, a healthy, longer life, and wanting to look younger than your age. The strategy is to keep your body working as vibrantly at 60 as it was at 30, having a physically fit, pain-free body that moves easily through life. But there is some everyday you-do list that makes a wellness lifestyle a reality. Always keep this in mind. You have the power to unlock your potential longevity. Someone once said to me, aging may be inevitable, but the rate you age is certainly not. Hello, you're listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. I am the creator of info on highbloodpressure.com, a website that supports complementary alternative treatments for high blood pressure and other chronic diseases that affects an extremely high number of my community. I work primarily with individuals who are seeking radical improvement to their cardiovascular health, their energy level, weight management, and the balancing of their body's energies at the cellular level that slows the aging process. You can email me at donna@infoonhighbloodpressure.com. Today's topic is, how do you live a high blood pressure wellness lifestyle where you're actually participating in the beauty, the ever beauty of living? We start with the knowledge that we can extend our longevity by making sure we lower the risk for all diseases. And the only way to do that is to slow your rate of aging on the cellular level. Just reversing your high blood pressure measurements or any other chronic diseases alone does not slow the speed of Mother Nature's impact on our bodily aging process. Remember, diseases does not appear overnight. It lives within us for years, slowly getting a stronghold on our organs, because there's a huge delay between the health problem and the effects we actually experience within our lives. But with the right maintenance and revitalization, along with the use of the right resources, we can live gracefully as we age. Now, a lot of people think coaching is so cliche or cliche, whatever. Also, everyone is now positioning themselves as a coach or an expert. And you might be thinking, is it very expensive to get that kind of support? But in reality, for the kind of value you get in coaching, to have someone truly, truly be your mirror, to help you see things you haven't seen before that is getting in your way, that is worth more than you could ever possibly pay for. And so I now make sure that I offer that experience for someone to try coaching. See if we're a good fit, that you don't have to buy anything to see if you can truly get value. That is what my free consulting is for. Plus, my background in operations, administration, business banking has provided me in over a decade of skills in creating and crafting personal and professional development plans and running multiple business plans. So I'm encouraging you to check out a free consultation. So access my calendar and sign up for a 30-minute consult at calendar.com/info/HBP/get-to-know-call. I'll be putting the link in the presentations here, because I would love to continue this conversation with you. Aging isn't about the body breaking down, because we are designed with efficiency. and the ability to repair ourselves. You ask, how do we repair ourselves? Well, over time, our cells lose resilience. They lose the ability to repair the damages happening within our bodies, like the hammering of high blood pressure on our organs. And because our aging markers, the mitochondria and the telomeres, aren't working the way they should. The decline of our bodies also how we respond, adapt to, and deal with the stressors happening all around us, and it's impacting either accelerating or decelerating our aging. I learned this information from Dr. Christina Northrum's book. It's Woman's Body, Woman's Wisdom, that said, the cells of the human body renews themselves every 7 years. A whole new body is created every 7 years within us because cells keep replacing themselves daily. So let's plan and take the steps necessary to build a brand new you, starting from the inside. Now, you may ask, is there an enjoyable and easy way to reverse the impact of uncontrolled blood pressure on the body? And I can emphatically say, yes, you can loosen that grip that high blood pressure has on your body, life and mind, without losing your joy in life. Let me quote Dr. Thomas Campbell. He's the clinical director of the Program for Nutrition at the University of Rochester Medical Center. He says, and I quote, "The food you eat is so profoundly instrumental to your health that breakfast, lunch, and dinner are, in fact, exercises in medical decision-making." Isn't that an amazing statement? In essence, no one need ever suffer a heart attack, a stroke, or kidney failure as a result of untreated or uncontrolled blood pressure. I offer a very successful 6 weeks online program where I provide daily menus and recipes, and even an extra week of meals and recipe to keep you going. I also included in the program is group and or one-on-one coaching, an instructional specific exercise that slows the aging process. You hear me keep speaking about doing that for the cellular level. And you're not left to guess what to do. I go through the exercises with you, the affirmations, the guided meditation, to help you deal with the stresses of life. They're all small steps and small mind shifts. You're not overwhelmed. Plus, you have access to the program for a year. Remember, this disease didn't happen overnight, so you cannot expect it to go away overnight. Here's what Sammy had to say about the reversal of her blood pressure numbers, and she's one of my clients. "Today, when I look at my life, I realize that I can take one or two paths. Either go back down the road that leads to unhealthy eating and medications, or the path that leads to feeling better, longevity, and a healthier life. This program has changed my life. I'm feeling young and vibrant again." Another one of my clients, this is Sheila. She said this after going through the program, "My cells were full of liquid that made my body swollen and ached all over. And she was turning 50 and depressed. And she was not sleeping through the night." She said, "I spent my days sitting and was constantly tired. To think I still had a chance at a healthy future was not something I had considered. She's giving thanks that I was able to convince her there was another and safer way to improve her health and manage her high blood pressure. She continues to say, "I'm glad I explored your alternative therapies suggestions. I think it helped save my life." I love hearing these statements from my clients because it boosts my confidence and let me know everything is really working. I would like you listening to me today to contact me at Donna@highbloodpressure.com. No, Donna@info on highbloodpressure.com. And request that I send you a link for us to have a conversation. Not a sales conversation, just to see if I can be of help to you, if I fit into what would be most helpful to you. All this is all about you and improving your health. We are led to believe by all that is the bombardment of the information that's coming at us, that we all will be needing hearing aids, glasses, no matter what. I want to tell you, I have a girlfriend and she's in her 70s and she has not worn glasses all her life. Her entire life, she hasn't worn any glasses. So we are not destined to use walkers. While I'm not saying illness will not occur, what I'm saying is with a continuous and proper routine maintenance, and that means working on fixing the vulnerability that is within this fabulous machinery, which is our body. Though many of you right now might be getting help in maintaining a reasonable, healthy life from the care and skills and knowledge of others, like your health professional, what you really want to do is to avoid needing this in the first place. Or start redirecting your lifestyle where you are increasing your strength, getting quality sleep, eating differently. And I'll be talking about that here. For there are the foundation or what controls 70% of your health. And this is where you kick off from in how well you age. Always keep this in mind. When you get discouraged or just want to give up with all the mistakes that has happened in the past where your health is concerned, all that can be reversed with the right guidance and your determination. You can start a do-over if you want it badly enough. Remember, your whole body grow or generate new cells every couple of years. So if you embrace a good habit, say for 30 days, you'll start to see and be able to measure the difference happening within your body that increases your life expectancy. Once you truly understand how much power you hold in your hands in transforming your life, you'll get so excited with the doable steps for creating healthy habits that sticks finally. And this always happens, even if you tried everything else to ditch bad habits and pick up good ones. The reason why I can speak with such confidence about the impact of good habits on your body and life is, I woke up one night shaking my head to shift the position of my tongue so I could get air in for me to breathe. I was literally choking to death. My medication was swelling my tongue. Also, can you imagine being a young career woman who had to visit clients to talk about their banking needs and the handling of their money and account and can hardly speak a sentence? All those things happened to me because of my high blood pressure side effects. So, I adopted the strategies of healthy habits so that I could survive the side effects of taking blood pressure medications. This is what saved my life. I knew if things were going to improve, I was the one responsible for making it happen. Just like you are the one for making it happen in your life. The goal here is to ensure that you have a high quality life until whenever that time is your time. Because I'm sure you don't want to spend your golden years on diets of soups or jello, suffering from bed sores, or not able to remember anything. You want to feel like you're in your 30s or 40s, whichever suits you best, when in actuality, you're in your 80s. You want to be able to enjoy your grandchildren, sharing your wisdom, running around with them without feeling like an 80-year-old. Having longevity should not be about taking longer to die, which is what so many people think it means. Your life should be jumping out of your bed with vibrancy, joy, and expectation every single day. The aim of High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast is to have you become aware of the power you hold in your hands, your choices, and how you can go about your whole body's maintenance. So let's talk with a little detail on some of the foundations in extending your life and slowing the aging process. Food can either be your healer or your poison. Let me repeat. Food can either be your healer or your poison. Learning to eat more intuitively takes some practice, especially in ditching all the diet mindsets, things we have learned in our lifetime. To allow yourself to be the expert on what your body needs and learn how to tune in and listen to those needs is liberating. I know that for sure. To eat intuitively means that we eat when we are hungry and eat until we are satisfied. Learning what our body is telling us makes it easier to pinpoint what is hunger and what is not. We may have previously been mistaken boredom or cravings, among other things, as hunger. Finding the right food, portion, and meal size may take some trial and error at first. But remember that each body is different. So give yourself grace while you lean into your body's needs. But ultimately, knowing what hunger is and how to satisfy yourself is very much worth the effort. When you shift the word eat to indulge, I like that, indulge, it changes the entire scenario. Indulging in something means to savor, slow down, and be present in each moment. So what would change if we transformed our mealtimes into little luxuries? This doesn't mean we have to have a fancy spread or anything other than what we ordinarily eat for meals. But the practice of indulging, savoring, and being present will transform our eating habits whether we change what we are eating or not. Try this week to indulge and savor. Taste each bite thoughtfully. Chew your food well and ditch any distraction other than maybe a good book. It's because sometimes we're alone and we're eating, and I think the TV just have you gobbling. But when you're reading a book, you have to put on the fork or something, even to turn the pages. So, you know, ditch the other transactions, the other distractions during your meal times. Notice what changes you feel in your digestion, in your digestions, your relationship with your body, and your overall happiness levels. Ask yourself why. Everyone knows the importance of goal setting. To live our best lives, we may need to focus on making healthy food choices, moving our bodies more often, and building solid relationships. But to pursue those goals and not fall off over time, it is essential to go deeper. Yes, it is essential to go deeper. If we genuinely want to achieve those goals, or these goals that we are setting here today, we must first understand why they are important. So, if you decide to make a healthier food choices, we must understand the root reason why. Is it to avoid the afternoon slump? To get rid of stubborn pain? If we want to move our bodies more, we can stay motivated by having a reason. Do we want to live longer or spend more time traveling, which requires walking or hiking? If we intend to build strong relationships, we must know what the purpose is. Are we looking for a foundation of friends to surround us when times may feel tough? Maybe to have people to celebrate life with and grow old together. It doesn't matter the rationale behind any of these goals, as long as you know what it is. Goal setting is a holistic process that truly is a journey of digging deep. As we dig in, we gain more clarity, which equals more reason to keep pushing forward. Now that spring has arrived, you may notice some new items on your weekly grocery run in the produce sections. There is something so exciting about eating with the seasons, switching up what produce you buy based on what's in peak season. The fruits in peak season usually taste so much better, so different. This helps keep us in a good rotation so we don't get stuck in a rut eating the same things repeatedly, and provides us with the best tasting versions of the produce we consume. Here are some examples of what's in peak season during the spring months. You have apricots, cabbage, big red juicy strawberries, celery, radish, turnip, spinach, and peas. Which one are you excited to grab on your next grocery run? Tapping in and listening to what foods makes us feel good can help tremendously. Our goal is to make food choices that makes us feel energized, healthy, and happy. I want you to take notice of which foods cause you to feel those things. When you pay close attention, you'll also realize which foods cause you to feel bloated, give you a headache, and leave you feeling sluggish. You don't want that. Think of it more as an exploration into what fuels your body well. By releasing the restrictions and giving more foods the green light, you may realize that you no longer have the cravings you once had because those things are no longer off limits. As I come to a close, here is a little known secret. It has been said that if you can hold a thought or feelings for at least 17 seconds without introducing a contradicting thought or emotion, then you'll see evidence of this thought manifest around you in the physical world. This I have tried, and it has worked, and I ask that you try it also. Recreating your life by making your body whole is possible, even though you might now be experiencing challenging side effects. I know this to be true. Now, although drugs are often needed to treat chronic diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, to name a few, dietary and lifestyle changes make significant impacts. Within info on highbloodpressure.com, there's lots of information provided to support you in making these changes. Get to know why exercise is so important, and you'll discover the benefits of relaxation and the natural health approaches that work. This is Donna Williams, your wellness lifestyle guide, signing off for this week. And remember to tell your families and friends of High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle with Donna Williams. Bye for now.